Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Emergency Delivery in the Living Room. Emergency Call. 1831, Control, over. In the ambulance, Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerhold accept the dispatch center's call. The team are to take a pregnant patient to the delivery room. Her waters have broken and she is in labor. Thomas turns to Claudia. Today is your first day as second man. Are you nervous?
A little, answers Claudia.
No need to panic, Thomas reassures her.
If there are any problems, I'll support you.
Situation at the scene. The nervous husband is already waiting for them on the pavement. He is walking restlessly back and forth and is relieved when he sees the ambulance.
Please hurry. This time everything is happening much quicker than with the first child.
Claudia and Thomas follow him with the infant and emergency case, ECG, oxygen and vacuum device. In the living room, the pregnant patient is standing with her hands on her hips. She is clearly in severe pain. While Thomas clears some space on the floor and asks the husband to get the maternity notes and a few clean hand towels, Claudia speaks caringly to the patient.
Mrs. Hilger, can you tell me quickly what has happened so far?
The woman explains that she went into labor about 2 hours ago and that her waters broke about 20 minutes ago.
The labor pains are already very strong and she has the feeling that it is almost time.
In the meantime, Mr. Hilger finds the maternity notes and the hand towels.
Preparing for the birth.
Thomas spreads the towels on the floor and asks Mrs. Hilger to sit down. He asks her husband to kneel behind her and support her.
Mr. Hilger, I'm sure you know this from the first birth and the antenatal classes.
Hilger nods silently and takes his wife's hand. Claudia helps Mrs. Hilger take off her slip and turns to Thomas. The amniotic fluid seems clear. The vulva and anus are clearly distended. What is written in the maternity notes?
This is Mrs. Hilger's second birth. The first pregnancy was normal and without complications, answered Thomas.
She is now in the 39th week of pregnancy and the baby is lying normally. The team calls for the emergency doctor and prepares everything for an emergency delivery.
Uncomplicated birth.
The labor pains are now very strong and Claudia encourages the patients to pant. Soon the baby's head can be seen. Thomas acts as obstetrician and Claudia instructs the patient. Push when the next contraction comes, okay? With one hand, Thomas protects the patient's perineum and with the other prevents the baby's head from coming out too quickly. When the head is in place, Thomas carefully turns the baby to the side. Now pant, and with the next contraction, push again, instructs Claudia. Then everything happens really quickly. First one shoulder, then the second shoulder, and in only a few moments the child is born.
Caring for the newborn baby.
Thomas places the newborn baby in a towel he prepared earlier. Immediately the baby starts to cry. Claudia turns to the mother, beaming.
Congratulations, it's a girl.
Thomas carefully swabs the baby clean and places her in a fresh towel. The baby's body is rosy and only the extremities are still a little bluish. The baby cries and moves animatedly.
Afterbirth and transport to the hospital.
As the emergency doctor arrives, the situation has already relaxed. Claudia summarizes the relevant facts and finishes the handover.
We just wanted to cut the umbilical cord and get everything ready for the ambulance.
Okay, I see you've got everything here under control, replies the emergency doctor and decides to wait for the afterbirth.
Claudia glances at Mr. Hilger.
I'm sure that you've got a case packed with everything you need for the hospital.
Mr. Hilger nods.
During the ambulance journey, Claudia and the emergency doctor both look after the patient.
What a day, she thinks, and can hardly wait to talk about it with Thomas.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.